Usually when you pop the hood of a car, you expect to find mechanical parts, right? Belts, gears, maybe some complex wiring. But looking at the research you brought in for today's deep dive, prying into a modern EV motor is, well, it's basically uncovering a geopolitical minefield and a pile of radioactive waste.
Yeah, it's a completely hidden supply chain crisis just sitting right there on the axle.
Right, which is why we're exploring how a startup called VMAG Labs is using like clever software and standard metals to replace rare earth magnets entirely. Because right now, those permanent magnets are just the biggest bottleneck in the whole EV revolution. I mean, they rely on rare earth elements like neodymium and dysprosium.
And with 90% of global refining monopolized in China, you're looking at massive price volatility plus export restrictions.
Exactly. Not to mention refining this stuff leaves behind some incredibly hazardous, acidic, low-level radioactive waste. It's really bad.
It is. But to understand how we actually get out of that geopolitical and environmental mess, we have to look at a fundamental mechanical flaw in standard EV motors first.
You mean the magnets themselves?
Right, yeah. So the vast majority of EVs use a permanent magnet synchronous motor. And those rare earth magnets are fixed inside the rotor to generate this constant magnetic flux. It's just a continuous, always-on magnetic field.
Gotcha.
And that field interacts with electrical currents from the stator, which is just the stationary outer ring, to create torque, that twisting force that moves the car forward.
But there's a massive catch here, right? Because having that constant magnetic flux is basically like riding a bicycle stuck in first gear.
That's a great way to put it, actually.
Like, it's great for initial acceleration when you need that burst of power off the line. But at highway speeds, that always-on magnetic field actually creates drag. It generates so much back voltage, which is essentially electrical resistance pushing back against the motor, that the system has to inject current just to suppress its own field.
Yeah, the EV is quite literally wasting battery power fighting its own magnets. It's
Oh.
wild.
So if these fixed magnets are causing high-speed drag and severe supply chain stress, the obvious question is, how do you get that starting torque without them?
And that is exactly what VMAG Labs figured out. They built what they call the Virtual Magnet Synchronous Motor, or VMSM. It's a brilliant pivot, honestly. Instead of physical permanent magnets, they embed standard copper windings inside a steel rotor.
Wait, so to get electricity to those spinning copper coils, don't they need brushes?
No, that's the cool part. They do it without mechanical carbon brushes that wear out over time. They use a high-frequency rotating transformer.
Hold on, I need to visualize this. A rotating transformer.
Yeah, think of it kind of like wireless phone charging, but highly engineered. It transfers electrical energy wirelessly across a tiny physical gap of air between the stationary and moving parts to power the rotor.
Okay, I have to admit I'm a bit confused here, though. I mean, if we have to constantly pump electricity across an air gap into copper coils just to fake a magnet, doesn't that drain the EV's battery in a totally different way? Like we're just trading one inefficiency for another.
You would totally think so. And if it were just a dumb always-on coil, you'd be right. But that's where the software sticks in. Because this isn't a static chunk of metal, the system dynamically modulates the magnetic field in real time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the software commands maximum power for heavy acceleration or steep inclines. But when you transition to steady highway cruising, it just dials back or completely turns off the field.
So by just telling this software to shut down, the high-speed magnetic drag just ceases to exist.
Exactly. You get peak torque when you need it and zero drag when you don't.
Okay, software-defined efficiency sounds flawless on paper, but you don't get something for nothing in engineering. It's the physical catch.
Well, the catch is heat and space. Pumping electricity through active copper coils generates high temperatures, so you absolutely need a complex liquid cooling system or, internal air circulation to manage
That
it.
makes sense.
Plus, strapping that wireless transformer onto the motor shaft makes the whole unit physically longer, so it's definitely a tighter squeeze fitting it into the vehicle's chassis compared to traditional motors.
But even with those physical hurdles, it's wild how fast this is scaling. Looking at the sources, VMAG already has five core Indian patents, and they just landed a $5 million Series A.
Yeah, they're moving fast.
And they aren't even targeting small commuter cars first. They're partnering with Jindamark India to build massive 200 to 600 kilowatt motors for heavy commercial trucks and defense transport. That completely secures their domestic supply chains from outside interference.
Which proves a really crucial point for everyone listening. We can bypass global physical supply chain bottlenecks. We just have to swap out rare materials for intelligent software and abundant metals like copper and steel.
Right. And when you think about that geopolitical minefield sitting under the hood of your car right now, this research opens up a fascinating possibility.
I mean, if intelligent software and basic copper can entirely replace rare earth magnets in heavy-duty electric engines, what other scarce geopolitically sensitive raw materials in our everyday hardware are just waiting to be coded out of existence?